This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Dojo Pro, and upcoming this weekend, if you're in the Philadelphia area, come on out to Ring of Honor Pro Wrestling. It's happening at the 2300 Arena, and the Black Belt, the Dojo Pro Black Belt, I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't watched it yet, will be competing for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. That's Punishment Martinez. You can find all the information about that at Ring of Honor's website, as well as on all our social media. Again, Dojo Pro is a pro wrestling TV show for the whole family. It's available right now to binge watch on Amazon Prime. If you're a Prime subscriber, it's absolutely free. If not, it's $1.99 an episode, $20 for the season, as well as on the Fight app, F-I-T-E. Check out Fight. If you're a fan of any combat sport, you're going to like the content they're providing there on Fight. With that, on with the show. Sure.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday.
Hi-yo!
That's pretty good, Will. Is it Wednesday?
It is!
What day is it of the year?
It is Wednesday, August 22nd.
We're here already. 822, 18.
Terry, what was that sound?
You just did the
made?
DJ noise.
It's still wrong. I feel like we're doing the
Can
chicken
you spell
noise
that
on a radio.
It was like Donald Duck doing it.
It's a chicken.
There is a wrestler that when he'll yell, he'll go, DJ, and then it plays. It's pretty fun. But I was right next to the...
Are you talking about Vuvuzela?
Right, I was right next to the speakers, though.
Yeah.
And it was every 5 minutes. You did a better one.
You can get an app that does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working on
There's
one.
There's a DJ Horn app, I'm sure.
There was a... iPhone 2. One of the first apps, like when the App Store just opened, one of the first apps I downloaded was the... Because it was during the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Vivenzuela. Yeah, when you could shake the phone and it was
Vivenzuela?
Or Viva?
He said
Viva
Venezuela.
Viva Venezuela.
Long live Zuela.
Zuela.
Welcome to WDW Today. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And yeah. I'm the Grease.
I almost cut you off because today we're talking about the Grease.
Because
the Grease has, I think Terry, you may be going before the Grease. But Terry, you got the next real trip coming up.
Y'all had some show topics, and then I started talking about my character breakfast lineup, and then they were like, "Oh my gosh, we should just let the Grease tell us what his plans are, and us just poke holes in it."
Yep,
and
that's what we're doing.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna I'm gonna need everybody to send me like a DM after this, just encouraging me because I feel like I'm.
Can he
feel
solicit
bad.
DMs on shows?
The way you say it, it sounds inappropriate.
The way you say it, it sounds
well, it's
inappropriate.
Also a roundabout way of getting followers, right? Don't they have to follow you?
Followers.
Well, unless you're DMs,
is it thegrease.com?
It's my Facebook page. Or you have to have your DMs open for people unless you follow them back on Twitter. Or what are you talking about? On Facebook?
What? Yeah, I don't even know.
Just message. You can touch with me somehow.
Yeah, oh. I just said that just to say it.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I don't
know. You got trip cut up. Let's not give exactly your dates because I don't want, the greasers to come out in full force.
That's true.
Start knocking on your doors.
Hey, going to the Voyage of the Little Mermaid right at
come
that time.
Come meet my kids.
It's great.
So if you tell us the times, just don't tell us the days.
Is there a group? If there's not, there needs to be like a fan page for you called the Greasers.
The Greasers. Juan and the Greasers. That was a band name in high school that I knew. They were amazing.
Were you awesome. One of the Greasers?
No.
It's the Greasers.
Greasers.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe. I don't remember. That was, 37 years ago.
You're saying Greasers?
Which one is your fan club? Is it Greasers or Greasers?
I don't know.
Not the Greasers. Maybe the
Greasers. That's like
Grease.
What are we talking about
here? The outside.
Like an Elvis.
Everyone's confusing
me. Are we talking about the new potential of a Grease Pavilion?
Is that what this is
about? The Grease Pavilion.
The Grease is coming to Epcot.
Grease is coming to Epcot in the form of sock hops, and you get hot dog, like diner food. Like it's based off Grease the movie.
Grease the movie.
Not the
Grease. Grease is the word.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a pavilion going to end around the Grease?
Huh? What?
Could you imagine a pavilion at Epcot? Just themed around experiencing the Grease.
I feel like it would be more like it'd be a
sounds
shed.
Amazing.
Like a shed out there.
Okay, let's get on
a broken
with it.
Lawnmower.
I got a quick turnaround here. I got to go do some stuff.
Let's do this.
So you got a schedule.
Yeah.
And that schedule leads us to, we can say the day of the week. We just don't say when you're traveling.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say it.
You're traveling
in
the next,
previous shows.
I think
so
you
have the context
Wednesday.
Clues. It's fine.
Let's just say over the next couple weeks, you'll be there. Right?
Oh man, if somebody sees me, they won't notice me because I'm gonna look like
a
dead Grease. That's what I'm gonna look
I
like.
Said dad.
He said dad Grease, you dumb dumb.
I'm gonna look exhausted.
I prefer Greases. Dead Grease.
Yeah. He's hanging in there by a thread. Okay, so I'm just gonna go through it the first day.
Day
of
one,
the week,
here we go.
Non weekend.
So,
non-weekend day.
Non-weekend day. We'll just leave it at that.
Non-weekend day. We're doing... this is the day we have our one park hopper.
Now, you've arrived the night before and checked into your resort.
Yeah. We've already gone skinny divin and all that. It's fine. I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh. That was a joke.
Probably not.
So, Disney's Hollywood Studios is it. And we've got three fast passes for it, which is just Toy Story Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Voyage of the Little Mermaid. I could not get Slinky Dog. It was already gone.
Come on.
You went on. Fast pass for Voyage of the Little Mermaid?
Well, what else is he going
to
get?
Fill it up.
Because he's got two little kids.
He's right.
You got Rocket. So let's clarify. You do have two small children under six, let's
That's
say.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay. You have a wife. So Rock and Roller Coaster is for y'all.
Yes.
So you have one ride for y'all, but you do have to fill in the other time for your kids, really.
Mm-hmm. And pro tip, I did three fast passes because we're three paying people.
Yeah.
So I'll get to do the Rock and Roller Coaster twice.
Yes.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to say that out loud, but
naturally.
Fine.
Yeah. So
no one cares.
They
will say, like, if you didn't have your admission attached to it, but you're going again. No, it's not.
No, I mean, I am paying for that fast pass.
Yeah. Oh, I have no problem.
If anybody argues that.
They do.
Because
now you're no longer allowed to transfer any fast passes, not even to people in your own party. But if you just use a magic band, you'll be fine.
Oh, just use hers?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a pink one. It's fine.
That was a question.
I would have thought you would have a pink magic band anyways.
Yeah.
A child-sized pink magic band.
That guy looks like he needs a pink wristband. It'd be fine. Yep.
Half the time, parents end up wearing their kids' magic bands anyway, so.
Yeah, because until now, like Riker has never been able to ding in. Now he can. But before then, it was always us doing it for him. Even, I think if you're under a certain age, your fingerprint, they actually have your parent do the fingerprint if you have an annual pass. So they won't have you do it because your kid will never remember what finger they used or how sticky their thumbs are from some sort of popsicle or something that like it just won't read.
Yeah.
That's probably the quickest way things are spread there now, I realize. Those fingerprint things, mm-hmm. How often they get cleaned? Someone tell us.
Oh,
no. Grease, what do you think? Clean ever?
I'm getting on Amazon right now and ordering a gallon of hand sanitizer.
I don't think they'll let you take that in the
park. Can I wipe it first and then do it? Like, is that a weirdo thing?
That's why I use
your finger.
I don't
think that would be out of scope. You know, like I feel like is that a way of saying that?
It is now.
I don't think that would be out of.
The best thing about my friend the Grease is that he knows words.
Yeah,
he just doesn't know when to use them or what they mean.
It's true. He could just string a whole sentence together sometimes.
Out of left field.
Is that your book that you're going to write, My Friend the Grease? The
I mean, about 50 years.
No one will buy that.
So, okay.
All right. So then after that day.
All morning time.
Our last fast pass ends at 12:25.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal.
That's Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as soon as we get in that line or whatever, as soon as we
start working,
we got
to. We got a long time to sit down.
We're
and watch
actually
going to
try to get Soarin' at Epcot.
That's a waste of your time.
That's Lauren's favorite ride. Will.
Oh wow,
it's a good ride.
Good thing she doesn't watch this. Not really a good ride anymore.
It's a good ride.
It's actually a really crappy ride.
Oh man. Oh,
on a weekday, it is Food and Wine Epcot. But even on a weekday, you'll probably if it's early in the morning, you'll probably be able to get something. I mean, not guaranteed.
Well, so we have another Epcot day.
Yeah, so later. You got it covered.
We've got it covered.
Where's dinner that
and we're
night?
We're doing Frozen first, like at 9 a.m. that day.
Nice.
But we're going to try to get there and get in line because, like, my daughters are going to want to do that twice at least. So we're going to try to go. What do they call that? Rope?
Rope drop.
Rope drop. It. We're going to try to rope drop it, and then we're going to
do it.
Then we'll use our fast pass.
Oh, try to do it first. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yep.
And you'll see. If it's too crazy, you'll know.
Yeah.
And then, so that's your end of your day six. You're planning on going from Hollywood Studios to Epcot. So far, this is not a bad plan. I mean, you could.
No.
Easy drive. You got a car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then you'll boat.
No,
to Epcot,
we don't have a car. We're shuttling.
Still not bad.
We're busing it.
Well, you got a fast car.
But then that night, we're doing the Princess Storybook Dining Dinner at
Akershus.
Yeah. Excited about that. I mean, of course, my daughters love.
So this is let's mark this down. This is character dining number one on this trip.
Yeah, this is okay. Number one.
Yeah, we've got one. All right.
And look, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, you know, doesn't necessarily get the love it probably deserves. It's a great show. It probably won't be there, I have a feeling, that long.
Well,
so
I will say
enjoy
this.
Enjoy it now.
Pro tip from Logan. I originally had the Beauty and the Beast show, which is outside and midday.
Yeah.
Like, literally at noon.
Do you even travel?
I don't. I didn't think. I was a little late on my fast passes, so I went in there and I was like, no, you know, just trying to hash it out. But I knew I wanted to get my third fast pass done as soon as I possibly could. And then.
You should be able to get a Beauty and the Beast after that if they're available.
It's
a better show.
Oh, I completely disagree.
No, Little Mermaid is all the effects are great.
I really dislike that Beauty and the Beast show.
I like it.
People like it.
Because of all of the.
How bad it looks?
Yes. I love
it. I'm sorry. People love it, but it is a bunch of men in sweaty, big, giant,
so
stuffed
bad.
Animal costumes.
I love it.
Like, it does. Like, their beast looks so ridiculous.
Yes.
I really just dislike the show. I think it's.
Did they order the beast from your friend in Peru?
It's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh.
And people love that show, and it's been there forever. And like, it's not. I mean, the music is good. The story is good. So of course it's going to be good. And the actors are good for the roles they have to do. But when it's literally a beast that's like, like looking like Barney, like
Guys,
I'm not interested.
I love how he hops around.
Mermaid's got crazy special effects, which are cool.
Yeah, they're
going to air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned, yes. Midday.
Quality.
At 12:15. It's at 12:15.
Do they have seats in that theater? That one, you have seats, right? It's the
pre-show that there's no seats.
Pre-show,
there's
no seats. Fast pass, so we get, like, first seats, right?
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're fine.
So you go through the line, and then they open up, like, the holding room. So you can get in the room.
So you're already in air-conditioning.
So when you get in that ride, if you go to the right, stand in that section, that's the front of the theater. The left is the rear of the theater.
Got it.
Also, something to note, your fast pass, check when your fast pass is based on when the show is. Because they'll give you a half hour window to arrive at the show before the show time.
Okay.
So when we've done like a Disney Junior live on stage, when that was still there, or things closing down in a couple weeks, often it'd be like, your fast pass is at 11:20. Technically, the show wouldn't start till 11:45 or 11:55. So we would push it. And go towards the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're going to get in. If you have a fast pass, right? They can't turn you down as long as you're in that window. So you're going to get in, and then you don't have all the waiting. But you may not be sitting in the front of the theater.
Have y'all ever?
You're probably more likely to sit in the middle of the theater, actually.
When's the last time y'all watched the animated Beauty and the Beast?
Pretty recently.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that the Beast, when at the very end, when he's like climbing up the castle?
Yeah.
His face looks completely different. It's like they hired some guy like that didn't normally draw the beast to come in there. Just look at it.
Next time you're watching that.
Yeah. His face, it looks, I don't know, it's just different. It's very different. It does not look like it's the same artist doing
we'll look
his
into
face.
That.
You need look to look that. Into it.
Well, don't worry, because at the show, he has no emotion because it's a big, giant mascot head.
Yeah.
Inarticulate.
Yeah.
Not inarticulate.
I'm just wondering if it was modeled after that face in that one sequence as opposed to the normal thing. All right.
But Jeffrey said it is the beast people see in the park, so it makes sense. It does make sense. I don't like the beast that you meet in the parks. I think it looks like.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is meet the beast. You know what I mean? Just like
people
want
to meet the beast.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not like. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
He becomes good.
Second day.
Spoiler alert.
Second day.
Like, why is he still the beast when we meet him?
Second day, we're going to Disney's Animal Kingdom.
It's a good day. Right.
Kilimanjaro Safari.
Yeah.
First
nice.
Fast pass.
Wait, before you get there. So this is the first night though, you're going from that to Epcot immediately, do Soarin', and then you're just going to piddle around until it's time for the dinner.
Yep.
Got it. Cool. That's fine.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, I'm assuming we can
the Anna and
find
Elsa meet
things.
And greet in there.
Well, we're also going to do the fireworks at Epcot.
At Epcot.
The Phantasmic.
Illuminations.
Illuminations. Yep. That's what I meant.
The Anna and Elsa meet and greet, very good for the kids. Unless the line is insane. Like the line says 20, 30 minutes, which it does often. Getting that line, the interior is really cool. The whole walkthrough of their like summer house is cool. And the meet and greet experience is great with the kids. They spend real time with them.
And where
great
is that
pictures.
At?
It's right next to, it's in the same area as Norway. Norway. So there's the ride, there's Anchor Shoes, and then there's on the side, when you first, it's a weird, if you first are walking into Norway, if you come from, you know, if you come from the start of World Showcase, yeah. Not from the back, it'll be the first thing you come to is like a little house that is where they do their meet and greets. And you can meet Anna and Elsa, you meet them separately, but right next to each other. Get great pictures. And if you're trying to kill time.
So they'll feel like they're in like going into a castle to meet them.
Are almost like a little, well, it's more villagey because it's supposed to be their summer house.
Cool. I like that too.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. And yeah. We have great pictures of Riker, like, because Anna kissed him. So there's a giant, like, or Elsa did, so there's a giant, like, lip mark on his face for the rest of the day.
Is that the time when you and I went together?
We did. They wouldn't let us meet them.
My two dads are like, you two fellows
like,
need
you guys
to
stay over
stand
here.
Back.
We'll take your side.
So it was just y'all three?
Yeah.
Bachelored it up. I love it.
It was great.
All right.
My two dads.
So day two, we're doing the Animal Kingdom. First Fast Pass is Kilimanjaro Safari. Second is Expedition Everest. Then we're doing lunch at the Tusker House.
Yes.
With
character breakfast number two.
Donald's Dining Safari Lunch.
My for the record, my favorite character dining experience.
It's a buffet, right? Or not?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
On duty buffet.
And obviously Donald is there. Any other?
Yeah, everybody's
there.
Everybody's there.
Not well, isn't there's like one missing. Like Goofy's not there, Daisy's not. Someone there's a couple.
There's
Pluto.
Mickey.
Mickey and Minnie.
Pluto, Daisy.
So no Donald.
Nope.
No,
Donald and Daisy, no Pluto.
That's what it is. That's where you get Daisy guaranteed most time.
Yeah.
Chef Mickey's, you don't get Daisy.
That makes sense.
Unless Pluto has an off day, which I've had once, where they're like, Pluto's not feeling good, so Daisy's in.
See,
like,
we did the character.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
We did the character breakfast at Disneyland, but it's at another, I can't remember.
It's like at a hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's at a hotel. And man, that was amazing. Like literally, like we go in and like Minnie took my daughter and escorted her to her table. Like, yeah. It was just like I don't know, just really
magical.
Cool.
VIP so action up in here.
Yeah, it was nice. And then we've got the Navi River journey after that for the kids.
Fun.
So,
those are solid fast.
I love that ride.
That is a good day.
People have mixed things to say about that Navi River journey. It's beautiful.
I'm with you.
It's fun. It's real short. That's the only thing I'll tell you. It's like, feels like you're like 90 seconds. It's not that short, but it is short. But it is a very good ride. No stress. Nothing too scary.
The queue is really interesting and it keeps you engaged.
Oh, you mean the line?
You don't see a whole lot of that if you have Fast Pass, though.
Yeah.
You just kind of go.
That's true.
You kind of go around right to it.
But if you do, if you didn't have your Fast Pass still, I would encourage you to go ride it because it keeps it interesting.
That was another one just to hurry up and get it done. So that we can open up our fast passes for that afternoon, hopefully. Yeah. Again,
is that
this is earlier in the
is
week.
Just
this is just Animal Kingdom that day. So we, and it's early in our stay, so we could not get the
Pandora,
Flight of Passage. So we're going to rope drop that, hopefully. Mm.
Rope it.
And figure that out.
Rope in the wind there.
Terry's like, I don't know if you can do that. Is there a single rider line?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
How do we do that with kids? Like, because we're going to have to.
You're going to have to do swap.
Switch
we'll do
pass.
Baby swap.
Baby swap. But you're going to have to.
Where do you go to do
now, rope
just
drop.
Tell them when you get there you want to do baby swap, and they usually will tell you.
They'll give you like a pass or something.
A pass, or they'll do something on your phone. On the
switch
app.
Pass, right? Isn't that the one?
That's what it used to be. But I think now a lot of times they do it where it's just on your phone. So someone will have to go wait in line 3 hours, though.
Mm. Even on a rope drop?
Do that for yourself.
Everyone's going to be running there. So be prepared.
How fast
be prepared
can
for getting there and being like, oh, crap.
What time
it's
is the park open that day?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you're
look,
more
they
of a
lie to you also
or...
when the park
view
opens
park
all day.
Hours.
So.
I'm on it. I'm on it, Terry.
He's in it.
I feel like probably eight or nine.
What's your land speed?
It looks like it is 9 a.m.
Is it an extra magic hour? Check for that, too.
It is not. Not that day. Extra magic hours is going to be Epcot for that day.
You, 100% pre 8 a.m. arrival time.
Huh? Pre 8 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. What are you eating the night before?
It's not.
I don't know. You need to carbo load.
Well, it was the Norway.
You need to get a solid 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, you could load up on sticky buns or whatever in Norway.
Your foot racing speed is going to have to be.
It's a great ride.
Pretty quick.
No ride, and I'll say this definitively, is worth 3 hours of your time.
I agree.
No, I completely
agree. Not your vacation. Sorry.
I'll try it. Here's the deal.
If you don't get it.
I've got a fast pass starting at 9:30 at a safari.
Except for on a fictional character. It's good. It's a very good ride. I enjoy the ride. It's not near my favorite. It's certainly not worth 3 hours of your time.
Yeah.
Even though it's much shorter or whatever, maybe it is much shorter. I don't know. It's different. I like the Navi River because I'm a boatman. I like that.
I'm a boatman.
It's fun. I'm a boatman.
You get to see one of the coolest.
Sort of like a sailor.
Although I do want to fly.
You get one. Yeah, I know. It is cool.
I'm a banshee man.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly.
They look like motorcycles.
Right. I like the giant, though, the giant animatronic that you're going to see in the Navi River journey. It's very impressive. It's a cool experience. And then I kind of feel like you
get scared.
No.
Your kids should not be scared, but it's a big, giant blue person.
Okay, that's cool.
Like, huge.
All I know is that
my daughter gets scared of Rob, so.
But I don't think your daughter gets scared of other things, because doesn't she ask to watch Fighting on Amazon?
There it is.
That's true. Oh, gosh, y'all, yeah. The other day, my daughter asked me to watch Fight on Amazon, and she meant Dojo Pro Wrestling. And,
was she trying to watch Dojo Pro, now available in the Fight app?
Yeah, no, but yeah. Did you tell? Are we allowed to say that it's in her blood, though?
In her what?
It's in her blood.
It is in her blood.
Wrestling.
My daughter is related, bloodline related, to AJ Styles.
The WWE champion.
The biggest wrestler right now.
Yeah.
And it's
not
awesome.
Far off.
No.
You said easier. Your wife's grandparents are siblings.
Grandmother and his grandfather are siblings. Siblings.
Yeah. Your family's grandparents, or your wife's grandparents, your wife's grandmother's brother is his grandfather.
Yes.
Your grandparents are siblings.
Which, I know it's confusing because we have a hard time, but that's not far off.
No.
Like, big family reunion, they're all going to be there.
Styles family's going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, Styles.
I do like they did that in the WWE this week. Like, there was a whole storyline involving his family and him not being there for his kids right now and all this stuff. But his wife... They read an email from his wife, a sad email, and it ends in whatever her name is. Let's say it's like Sarah. And it's like, signed, Sarah Styles.
Her name is Sarah?
I don't think it is Sarah. I forget what it is.
Why'd you say it then?
It said like, it's a first name and then Styles. And in my head, I'm like, even she goes by Styles? Like, the whole family, it's a family of Styles? Okay, never mind. Moving on.
That's fine.
Yeah. I kind of always thought of that as almost like a cool name, like a nickname. AJ Styles, not like on his birth certificate. AJ Styles.
Is it not? Is that actually not his last name?
No, his name is Alan Jones.
Frank Smith.
It's the best.
It's AJ.
Alan Styles.
I think all his kids are AJ.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's why he has like AJ times 5 tattooed on his.
Wait, any pro tips for
Tusker House? I never
Tusker House. The for just Animal Kingdom kids late afternoon because we're going to have fast passes open.
Where's the band play? Outside the safari?
Outside the Tusker House.
There's a great area where a band plays right outside Tusker House. That is fun, and the kids can dance and enjoy themselves, kill time. Music is good. Drinks are good right there.
Okay.
And,
is that the barbecue place that I liked?
That's a different area.
Flame
there's
Tree?
There's another band that plays right out front of that place. If there's
oh,
still
is
doing,
there? Oh, yeah. Yeah
they do like a full-on street party. And people were dancing, kids were running around.
They're half the band, though, that the Harambe
band in front
bands
of Tusker House is awesome.
Yes.
In the Harambe Market. There's also a covered area with tables and stuff, right? Like, if you're looking at the band, it'll be to your right, directly across from Tusker House. That is like, if you get your adult whip or whatever you get there, which you can get there, there's a good place that's covered.
Flutter?
And if it starts pouring rain.
Right there.
If it's pouring rain, it's a great place to go. It's just a nice place to get out of the sun, too. So,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Have they revamped A Bug's Life?
No. It's the same.
Okay.
I mean, it kills time.
I love
it. It kills time.
I still love it. I'm doing them.
You know what? The walkthrough through that tree area.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can get really close to the tree.
Jana said, take some time off of your feet and visit the boneyard and let them run while you go to sit.
Oh yeah, over into that.
That is fun.
Yeah, I don't know if both of your kids are old enough though for to like let them just go.
Well, they have a smaller place for the. I could see you letting your kids go in the smaller, like,
yeah,
little
I don't
kids
spend much
area.
Time there, so I'm not yeah. sure.
We were there for a little bit because we had, you know, the
Brittany
full
said,
A range of the children. The
how kid friendly is the Nomad Lounge? I don't think that kid friendly. It's a bar.
Nomad?
People bring kids in there all the
people
time.
People bring
though.
Kids, but it's not like your kids will be entertained there. Like, oh, this
you know
is
what,
a
though,
nice
if you
bar.
Wanna if you want to feel like a little more deck area is very nice.
Okay. Good to know. All right. We only got like 10 minutes here.
All
Let's
right,
go.
So third day.
Great. Band.
Chef Mickey's in the morning. Chef Mickey's in the morning.
Up.
My favorite. I love it.
Chef Mickey's.
Chef fun. Mickey's decent breakfast.
Let's say
all the characters are there.
Number yes. three. So that's number that's three. Character dining number three with a lot of the same characters.
It was just twice now.
Back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
Twice.
And then we've got a resort day. Probably going to go to Disney Springs. We're doing Disney Springs when we arrive the night before. We already have reservations at Morimoto.
Mm-hmm. In the Void.
And the Void. Do I need to go ahead and get reservations for the Void? Or you just get
we it? Did ours day of.
I did. I've always done my day of.
But I would recommend doing it earlier in the day because, like,
I've
every,
got mine,
every
though, within
show
10 minutes, too.
Have,
so it just depends.
Every show around the one we went to, the line was
can
there.
You,
they're
you,
also
you
building
know,
some of that out to the new Wreck-It Ralph.
The time you
yeah,
want to do it?
I think it's
oh,
every
yeah, it's
15
true. It's
minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's probably less experience right now, so I would do that. Also, The Void, by the way, the creator of The Void wants to come on here. I talked to him on Facebook.
Are you kidding me?
Get him
so
on
he,
here.
So he's opening up a new park called Evermore in Utah, which is kind of Middle-Earth looking. And he'd like to talk about the opening of that and also The Void. So we're going to have him on hopefully in
wait,
the future.
Why
shows.
Doesn't he
so,
just bring us
like,
all to the new
Lord
park
of the
and we'll
Dang
do like...
Rings Void?
No. It's a real... He built a real theme park.
Oh.
Called Evermore in Utah. There is a horror Void that's opening in Vegas. Right
I don't
now.
Want that. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Not for me.
No.
I'm too afraid.
I'm not going to turn around in like my worst nightmare be there. You know what I mean?
Like, behind me, Satan. Yeah. Like, nope.
I wonder if they'll have like a...
I mean, there are moments in the Star Wars one where you're like... Boom. So I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. No,
if you're building one to scare people.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's a Wednesday, resort day, pool, chill. Great. I mean... We're at the you know the Kingdom Villas or whatever it is. So I just
Kingdom
I,
Villas
or you know whatever.
You don't have to tell where
little
it is.
Huts.
Been to a few of those. Village.
You're literally telling everyone.
Well, I know,
telling,
but
that's yeah, like this audience knows when you start when you yeah. start breaking down. You know them huts.
Yeah, those
them
huts.
Oh,
yeah.
Those huts.
I know you huts. So you know,
Jabba's hut.
We're gonna enjoy our.
That's a good time.
Park. All right. So the next day, Magic Kingdom day.
Do you have any dining on that day?
We do.
Served?
We do.
No, yeah, the day
Chef
before.
Is, that's Chef,
no, Chef Mickey.
Mickey
Day. That's Chef Mickey's Day.
Oh, character dining.
Yeah, but nothing else later.
Trace. Nothing else. Yeah. Okay. So we go to Chef Mickey's and
good
we come
there.
Back and we do the resort.
What are you doing for dinner that night? Do you have?
Probably Disney Springs.
Okay.
Going out there again. Might hit something light, food truck-ish.
You can also, if you want a variety, since you're doing the resort day, you also can go, because you're at Animal Kingdom, you could go to the main resort pool. Which should just be coming out of rehab.
You just told where he's staying.
Mm.
Oh, he
didn't I already do it?
Yeah,
you said unofficially
the huts?
Did it.
You said the huts.
You said the huts, which could have been any. But also, like, Sanaa and all that's very kid friendly and good food there. But I'd go during the day so you can see the animals.
Yeah, I'm already told definitely.
Yeah, we're going to go to Sanaa probably a couple times, honestly.
It's pronounced Sana.
Sana.
Yeah. I go to Santa's land. Like,
Sana's land.
Sana's land.
Hey, let's go to Sana's land. All right, so the next day is Magic Kingdom Day. I'm excited about these fast passes. We got Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Boom, you got it.
We got it. We're doing Under the Sea, Journey Little Mermaid.
Solid.
Then we have Cinderella's Royal Table for lunch.
Ooh.
Character dining number four.
Pew, you really are. You're doing this thing.
Doing it.
This is like $8,000 already in just character dining.
And then Haunted Mansion.
We did figure that out last week after the show.
I'm excited about the Haunted Mansion because helpful. My oldest... is like oddly obsessed.
She's ghost crazy, as they
She's
say.
Ghost crazy. She loves skeletons. She loves everything about Halloween. She wants to
she's
be a witch.
She's a macabre girl.
She wants me to go as No Noggin, which is the
oh, yeah.
Curious
that.
George.
My Riker was a baby was scared to death of No Noggin.
Oh,
I don't even think he remembers anymore, thank God.
Yeah.
He was terrified.
No. No Noggin is like a headless person?
Yeah, it's like the headless horseman kind of, but it's Curious George in like a big suit, right?
Yeah, well, it,
he's
yeah,
like he's in like grown-up clothes.
Yeah,
so you can't really see him.
It's
and
like,
he's all no noggin.
Yeah,
there's a
I
Halloween
can't
special.
It's like,
you
he's
can
like
find
in a
it.
Sheet, and then there's like a hat.
It's a Netflix special. It's on Netflix. You can watch it.
Oh, it's what's it called? A scarecrow.
Slender Man. Wait.
Well,
she's all into Slender Man. Yeah. Curious George presents Slender Man.
Oh, can you imagine?
No, that's
don't imagine.
The Slender
terrifying.
Man
that's
in the yellow hat.
Scary.
Yeah.
The Slender Man in the yellow hat's pretty good.
I'm looking
that's
at
just all right. So obviously Magic Kingdom, there's no dang night parade.
Nothing.
That's it. That's it. The
is they're doing how are they doing Halloween right that night?
Night parade.
I think they're doing it the whole time we're there.
So no, there'd be days off.
I think.
Does the park close at unnatural time?
I think the
time?
Day we are there, it's happening. So we're going to have to actually leave early.
Yeah. Which but is
you
fine.
You
got
but you have young children. They're not going to be there from rope drop to 10 at night.
Yeah. Oh, I completely.
And that's how late. And you got to wait around to see that parade. And it's really good. But I mean, your Halloween obsessed daughter would like it, but
yeah,
not worth the money right now.
The good thing is we've got a couple of friends coming in that day and joining us for reinforcements. Mm-hmm. So I think the kids will last a full day there, which will be good.
Yeah.
It'll be really nice. So
for some reason, Jeffrey just quoted, he just said, Sunk, are you dead, man? Which is from a Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
why that came up, but
all right.
The tip of the hat.
Friday / last day.
All right.
Is for Epcot. We've got Frozen After Ever After at 9:20.
Is this again, or have we not done this day yet? We haven't done this day.
We have not done this day.
Okay, we just
this
talked
is your actual it. Epcot day.
This is my actual Epcot day.
Okay.
With no fast pass, with no park hopper. We're doing Frozen Ever After, the Seas with Nemo and Friends, and Spaceship Earth. I had to get a couple of those and run it fast because I want. If we don't get to do Soarin'.
But those are good earlier. For kids.
Those are so much better than Soarin'.
And the lines, is the best the lines ride. Won't be long for those regularly, but then that means you're going to have like no line. So if you're like the Seas right. with Nemo and Friends, you're literally going to probably walk on for World Show. Spaceship Earth, sometimes it's hit or miss, man. There are times you're waiting a half hour yeah. for it. There are times you are literally walking on. I feel that same yeah. way about one of the ones you had the other day, which is like sometimes you never know. It's Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion's like that same thing. Sometimes there's no wait. You're literally walking up to the doors of the pre-show, and sometimes it's an hour wait. It really just depends on yeah. when you hit it and where. So those fast passes
well,
are
I
great.
Will say, we are going like the week of bliss. Mm-hmm. Like there's like from 1 to 10 as far as like the
crowd.
The crowd there's nothing over a 4.
Beauty.
The highest is a 4.
Beauty and grace. Yeah. That's awesome.
So I'm pretty pumped. So we'll see. But
you can single rider test track if you want to do that.
I do want to do that.
I'd recommend that.
Yeah, I want to do that.
And they'll do a parent swap there. I've done it. And they sometimes will hand you the little pass. And that was usually good for 24 hours. So if you guys, like, if one of you did it, and you're like, oh, I'll come back and do it.
So I might as well do it.
So you can do it. Whoever, well, it depends on how long the line is. You're still going to have to wait in the line. But you could go do it and then be like, hey, Lauren, you can go do it in whenever you want for the rest of the day.
That's
you
just, awesome.
Do you get that after you get off the ride?
No, you tell the people before when you get in line. And they'll hand you a pass, usually with a printout.
So the person
and they'll
like
fill
at
it out.
The entrance of the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
you say
you
I
want
to do. I want to do a child swap at some. And they'll say okay. And they, I mean, I don't know how it is now. This was like a year ago. They handed me physically a stack of them because Riker would not. He got scared of it at the last minute for some reason. But this was so maybe it was a couple years ago. But they handed me like a few of for each one. They actually did it for each one of our you know, people at our party. It was like come back anytime. And we did, and one of us went, and then we swapped. And
so they're essentially a fast pass.
You get in the fast pass line, yeah.
Got it. Okay,
yeah. So
cool.
So where you have to wait in the line, your wife wouldn't have to, or whoever you wanted to swap with wouldn't have to. They could then just hop in the fast pass line and go.
Remember so, that time we had an escort, and we got all the way, had to go into the exit?
I'm bad.
What do they call those?
Go ahead.
A tour guide?
The tour guide.
Yeah,
and they took us in the exits, which is not as cool as it sounds, because you miss, like, the line.
Okay. I'll
You're
take
a
that
dumb,
any
dumb
day.
Grease.
I'll take that any day.
My gosh. It's not that cool. You get like, to get right
seen,
on the ride.
Have you been to Space Mountain's line?
Oh, yes.
It's a tubular hellhole. I'm not
yeah,
going
to I want to wait in there for 7 hours.
Oh, no, you play video games. I played video games for like an hour. It was
amazing.
That
a bunch of people with dirty hands have been touching all day long.
How
do you build immunities?
What I like is...
I already got immunity.
Like, I haven't seen the big Avatar floating in the thing yet. That's in the line. There's a big Avatar floating in a big tank. It's supposed to be awesome. I've never seen it because I've just done the Fast Pass. And you don't see that in the Fast Pass. But you know what I don't care about? Waiting in a 3-hour line.
Truth.
So I'll not do that and do the ride. And maybe that's what made the ride more disappointing to me because I didn't see it. If I did the Harry Potter ride at Universal and didn't get to see Hogwarts, I'd probably be like, yeah, the ride was fun, but that experience is half the ride.
Yep.
It's Halloween season, guys, at Disney World. Is that your last day? Is that it?
It's not it.
Okay.
Keep going.
There's a grand finale.
Oh, no.
Some more character
I'm
dining.
I'm very excited about
it.
Going
over to the Swan and Dolphin.
Mickey's Backyard Barbecue.
Okay, yeah. Great way to end. Great way to wrap it up.
Yep.
Highly praised on this show.
You going to try to do a shot with old Mickey?
I'm going, what?
You going to try to do a shot with him at the
they
barbecue?
They don't serve.
Like, shotgun a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they serve
no,
beer.
I said do a shot.
Do you a can't. Shot. They have. It's basically Budweiser.
There is a bar right outside of it, though.
Yeah. They'll let you go behind the fence there at River Country and do a shot with Mickey. You just have to know the right people.
Technically, I wonder, because Davy Crockett's, the Crockett's Tavern, y'all tell us, is right before you go into Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, right in that area. And they let you go and come and go from the barbecue, I think, because the bathrooms aren't. Like, they're in a section, a separate section. That's the only thing I'm wondering. The bathrooms are a little bit of a walk. But,
got it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be at 5:30. Question, how early do I need to get there? Because it's just by categories. And I didn't get the expensive one.
Yeah, I didn't either. That means you're just going to be on the outside, which there's still characters everywhere.
Still fun.
I would get there a little bit early, but not much. The only reason I'd say that is because get your kids situated, and then they'll have the food ready. Because is there any show before the food is ready? I think there is.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, it's open. It's like drinks are open.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. Drinks open up. So all drinks for your kids, unlimited Bud Light and wine. And then they'll have the music playing. And then I believe a little bit in, you know, 15, 20 minutes in, they'll say, all right, buffet is open. Y'all go. And you just bring your plate up and you load up the barbecue as many times as you want. There's like maybe 7 or 8 of the exact same station. So it doesn't get too crazy. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's not like one line.
It's fun.
It's just like pork sandwiches, all the sides, and then again on the next, there's another row. Pork
Which sandwiches. Sides?
I think there was a potato salad.
Macaroni and cheese.
Got any
baked beans with bacon?
Something green, probably.
Turnip greens, collard greens.
They have the same salad.
Full salad bar.
I think the same thing.
The Devil Came Down to Georgia. They do that?
Oh, yeah.
They do The Devil Went Down to Georgia. They do all the classic.
Did you just say The Devil Came Down to Georgia?
There when it happened.
My gosh.
What's the sound of
like? Whatever.
All the Alabama classics?
Yep.
Okay.
If you go and play in Texas, you're dancing with Goofy.
They play that song, Dixie Town Delight.
Dixie Town.
They don't do Tender Tennessee Christmas. It's awesome.
I mean, not really Christmas.
Just during the holidays.
It's Dixie World Delight.
Do they play a Walk Along the Line?
Dixie
World. Because you're mine. I walk along the line.
I'm going to look this up.
It's a completely different song.
I'm just curious.
Do they play Shaven by Garth Brooks?
I'm Straven!
Yo!
Will and I always sing that.
My kid's favorite song right now is Strawberry Wine.
Your daughter?
My Lord.
Yeah.
She's a good song.
Man. No, it's not that. 17.
No, it's not good.
Stop there.
It's not good. I literally looked at my wife. I said, babe, you do know that, like, you have control of what music they listen to. Like, you can.
She said, yeah, mister, I want to watch fighting.
Just wait until they don't. Because Riker plays the WWE video game, which has been programmed by The Rock, the soundtrack from this previous years. So it's a lot of songs that he's singing.
You're
Smoking
welcome.
By Boston. Smoking. He'll do that. He'll sing.
I'm smoking.
He'll sing a song from Kid Rock, which is inappropriate. He'll do the ooh ah that song. He'll go down with the sickness. He said he wanted that to be his entrance music, which understandably.
Down with the sickness.
Yeah.
Amen,
and then
dude.
All of a sudden he goes, I go, what are you singing? And he goes, he's playing with toys. He goes, cruising down the street in my 6'4", talking with friends and talking with foes. I was like, oh, great. Good.
Will just looked at me like he was a proud dad, too. Like, it's like, I know I'm just talking
Will,
but I'm like super proud.
If you ask him to sing it, he will sing at least the first part.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Car cooled up. Who could it be?
Well, I feel like when my kids choose their music, I feel like they might choose better than my wife did with Strawberry Wine.
Yeah. That's like the worst. Yeah. I can't help but imagine because it's just. There's only one point to that song.
I understand why she did it, though, because they did say, Mom, play the strawberry song. Mm-hmm. She didn't know what it was. So she was like, maybe they mean strawberry wine. She played it once. They loved it.
Yes. I'm sure all the kids were like, I don't know.
She could have gone like strawberry shortcake. Yeah.
Strawberry anything.
Man, yeah. They've probably been listening to Dana Carter with their dad.
This song is not only what it's about, it's also called strawberry wine.
Yeah.
So your kid is not only singing about interesting things, but also wine.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Come on, Grease.
With that, okay, bless so that us. Was five character dinings.
Five character dinings. We are
five
done.
Five character dinings, 5 days.
Here's the deal. I need to get Memory Maker for obvious reasons.
Yes.
Okay, there's the value is going to be there because I'm going to get the photos at every character breakfast, right?
No, because they don't do, typically they don't have that photographer.
Well, the ones that do, like there's some that do.
Yes, so you'd get the one at Akershus with Belle, presumably.
Yeah. They don't do it at Chef Mickey's.
No, they do it at Ohana sometimes, but you're not there. I don't know if they do it at...
Regardless. I don't care. We're going to go picture crazy.
Cinderella Castle, they do. You meet Cinderella as you walk in.
Boom.
You get that picture. But then if you do any other characters, it's worth it. I just want to know. This will be the only thing. I'm not going to ask about your how much money you spent or whatever. Just add up all the character dining bills.
We did. We did a calculator. Well, because I wanted to see if it was...
Oh, worth
it. He was on the edge of the dining plan, yeah.
Now, here's the deal.
Were we under 1,000?
Oh, Lord,
mm-mm.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Terry.
We're like $1,400 bucks.
Just for the character dining.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's worth it.
It
is. You only live once.
It's kind of worth it. It's actually not. I take that
I
back.
I want to get to the point where your kids are like, we're there. Going to dinner with Mickey again.
No,
they're
hang
bored.
On.
It's only the fourth time this week.
That includes every meal. I apologize.
Okay.
Because we had to fill in the gaps.
Different.
We had to fill in the gaps in order to see if the whole meal plan was worth it.
So, yeah.
So it's actually going to be less than that.
It's less than $1,000.
Because there's no way we're going to go into, like, other than those character dining experiences, like, we can get one plate for the girls to split and be fine, or they just share ours. Right. So it'll be value city at that point. But
I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
No, it's
rock and roll, man.
It's a lot.
Don't worry, Morimoto's super cheap.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Morimoto's is going to seem like a good deal compared to
the old you get the bill,
you're
like,
going to need a drink.
Thank God Daisy Duck wasn't here. This would have been just funny because you could order the duck. Get it? All right, let's move on.
Hey.
All
right,
that's
there.
I think that's a good. We didn't poke too many holes in it. It was a good. You have a pretty good vacation plan.
I'm excited about it. Here's the deal with the Memory Maker. There's apparently like you want to wait until. Do I need to wait until I'm actually there to purchase it so that
you
it
can,
connects?
But no, you can do it on the app or on the website.
Okay. But it's just
it won't start
30 days after the pictures are taken is when they start kind of getting off of the system. So I need to pull them
go
off.
Ahead and download them. You can sell usually there's like a year.
Okay.
I would just as soon as you get them say you can literally on the app now they'll show up immediately. I mean within 5
seconds.
Minutes at most.
Are you kidding?
Go and save them.
That's amazing.
Go and save them just so you have them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you'll start getting notifications if you have notifications. Like, hey, your photos are ready from here. And then go do the, at Disney Springs, go do the, like the Olin Mills
style
Olin
Mills style photos.
Yeah, sure.
I love that place.
Why not?
I love the parts of Disney that are like, you're going to get at your local mall. Like, what's your favorite thing, David, Disney Springs? Why? It's all my favorite parts of the mall. But outside.
My favorite parts of Mall of America is the fried Oreos. They have fried Oreos down there?
I'm sure they do.
I don't think they have fried Oreos at Disney
Springs. They got bowl peanuts down there?
I don't know. Maybe at the Peg Leg Pork or whatever it is. Not what's it called?
Yeah.
No, what's
Polite Pig.
Polite Pig. Okay.
So I don't think they do. Peg Leg Pork is here.
Yeah.
Polite Pig has a really good bourbon list.
Well, with that, I have to leave regardless because I got places to go.
No, we can wrap.
People to see.
Wrap it up. You did great, Grease.
This will be the highlight of my day. So thank you, boys.
I'm glad y'all didn't disappoint y'all too much.
You're going to go get a steroid shot.
That sounds fun.
Not the fun kind.
Oh, it sounds not
because it sting for days and you don't sleep.
They have buttermilk chest pie.
You've never sweated as much.
Do you like getting poison ivy or something?
You hear my voice? It's been like this for 2 weeks.
Oh,
and I've been over-projecting. I've been
you're projecting. No, you're projecting. Like wedding crashers.
Is it wedding crash?
Yeah. Stop projecting. You stop projecting. You're projecting. That's in there.
That's
look it up.
Look up
the Beast's face.
Will's granddad's favorite movie.
Yeah,
Wedding Crashers.
I used to watch Wedding Crashers with my granddad.
He hates the TV edit.
Yeah, so he somehow, and this is my granddad, who's currently like 97 years old.
Amen.
Not 97. He's 90 years old.
I'm saying,
tacked on. So we just had his 90th
birthday.
Those
are big 7 years. That's a big 7 years.
He's 90, but he had a burned DVD copy of Wedding Crashers.
And one day we were sitting there and he turns on TBS and I don't know where, how he got that. I don't even think I have burned DVD copies back in the day. And so he would like, we were watching TV. He flips it over to TBS. Wedding Crashers on. He's, hate the TV version of this. Gets up, goes and pulls out the DVD and goes like, it convinced him, like, I really do want to watch this. But not this stupid TV edit version. So my granddad puts in Wedding Crashers, and we sit there and watch it.
Was he a Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman fan?
Weren't we all?
Yes.
There it is.
All right.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, I forgot that. All right. That's it. Until next time, watch Dojo Pro. Enjoy it. Amazon Prime Fight TV. Until then, have a joyous week. Be blessed. Be good out there.
Be a blessing. Mm.
I'm Logan Seculo.
Will.
We're done. I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm the Great.
That show was pretty good. And we'll see you
like it.
Yeah, on the next show.